We have to remember that before the day of modern technology, where printmaking make everything seem to be easy, and if we don't like something, we just put them in the trash. When the scripture was written, especially the gospel was written, they were still using papyrus scroll, which was very expensive, and so every word had to be calculated and thought ahead of time. And this gospel reading today, as we have heard, have repetition, a threefold repetition of a little while. Why, if there's an emphasis on this, just a waste or a repetition of words, if it's not the really meaningful or impactful for the life of early Christians and for us now? Because we have to remember, by 90, 100 AD, around the composition time of the Johannine Gospel, a lot of things have happened. First, the destruction of Jerusalem, the center of worship for the Jewish people. And then persecution began to happen under Nero and everything. And the Jews, as well as Christians, were being blamed for the cause of all these things. They were isolated, distraught, and being pushed out of the very own society that they tried to integrate. So a lot of things happened, and they feel like God's in some way have abandoned them. Where are you, God? A little while. When will we see you? When will you come back? When will all of the consolation that you have promised to your disciples will happen? A little while. What did that mean? So Jesus said very clearly today that in the scripture, in his own words, he said, "You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, but your grief will become joy." And this is the same message that I believe Our Lady of Fatima has revealed to the three children, Lucia, Francisco, Jacinta. Because if you really look at history and the time that that she revealed herself in Fatima, what happened? The world was filled with a lot of turmoils, the Great War, as they call it, as well as the state trying to silence religious belief and worship, because the state was trying to assert its power over the church, as well as believers' own life of faith. The state want to be the end all in all. A lot of turmoils happened during the time of Fatima. During this trial, this hardship, this period where the world was filled with the plague of war, with uncertainty, with oppression, with persecution, and all of this, Our Lady of Fatima chose to appear to three young, uneducated children to ask them to be her instruments of peace and to be her messengers to a greater world that was hurting. The message of Fatima is the message of conversion, the message of repentance, the message of prayer. In the midst of all of that, Our Lady asked the three children to offer up their suffering, their prayer for the conversion of the world. That's why after each decade of the rosary, we have that little Fatima prayer, right? Oh my Jesus, forgive us of our sins, right? That is the Fatima prayer itself. We offer everything that we have, our prayer, not just for our own good, but for the poor souls in purgatory and for the greater good of the world. Even when we're suffering, even when things don't go our way, even when it seems like chaos is all around, war, violence, and all these things that are ripping our life of faith apart, Our Lady appears to us and affirm to us that she is there and protecting us with her maternal care. And she teaches us that prayer is meaningful, because in our prayers, our sufferings, what we're going through, become a personal, intimate, and loving way for us to unite ourselves to God. Did you remember what happened yesterday, many years ago? St. Pope John Paul II, on May 22nd, was shot or assassinated, an attempted assassination and murder, and he survived. And which led him toward his own personal call to forgive the one who tried to kill him. And as a matter of fact, the bullet that shot him and was saved, he put it on the crown of Our Lady of Fatima statue in Fatima itself. He knew that throughout his pontificate, throughout his whole papacy, he was under the maternal care of the Blessed Mother. And so should we. Even when all these things are going on in our lives, we have a loving mother that's always there, interceding and teaching us that our life, our sufferings, whatever we're going through, is not meaningless. We can unite everything that we're going through as a way to pray, to love God, for the poor souls in purgatory, as well for the greater good of this world. This world is in need of conversion. And conversion only can happen not with politics, not with government, not with any humanistic means, but through a life of prayer, a life of discipleship, a life of trust in God's own faithfulness.